good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Yahshua, also known in the King James Version as Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this program is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and today we're going to pick back up in our study. We're in the book of Jeremiah, around chapter 44 and verse 1, that's where we'll pick up. I'm going to jump right in here. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews which dwell in the land of Egypt, which dwell at Migdol, and at Tahpanhes, and at Noph, and the country of Pathros, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, ye have seen all the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, and upon all the cities of Judah, and behold, this day they are a desolation, and no man dwelleth therein. Because of their wickedness which they have committed to provoke me to anger, in that they went to burn incense and to serve other gods whom they knew not, neither they, ye, or your fathers. Howbeit I sent unto you all my servants the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, O do not this abominable thing that I hate. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense unto other gods. Wherefore my fury and my anger was poured forth, and was kindled in the cities of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are wasted and desolate, as at this day. Now, thus saith Yahuwah, the God of hosts, the God of Israel. Wherefore commit ye this great evil against your souls, to cut off from you man and woman, child and suckling out of Judah, to leave you none to remain, in that you provoke me unto wrath with the works of your hands, burning incense unto other gods in the land of Egypt, whither you be gone to dwell, that you might cut yourselves off, and that you might be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth. Have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, and the wickedness of the kings of Judah, and the wickedness of their wives, and your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives which they have committed in the land of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not humbled even unto this day, neither have they feared, nor walked in my law, nor in my statutes that I set before you and before your fathers. When I read these words in Jeremiah, it's like I'm reading about America. You know, here we have Jeremiah's time, and we've all heard the saying, judgment begins in the house of the Lord. And truly, from Jeremiah's account here, truly did begin in his own house. He judged Jerusalem and Judah first, and then he went to the other nations. And specifically here, he's addressing his people who fled to those other nations and continued to practice the same abominations there. They had the word, they heard the word, and yet they continued to do evil. In America, we have the word. We have churches where people open up the word of God and they read it. They have it on their shelf. Perhaps it's now a coaster on their coffee table, and they never consider it. But they listen to their pastors instead, who tell them that the law of God is dead, that it was nailed to the cross, so we don't have to pay attention to that. And they scorn anyone who reverences or holds up the word of God and his law by any means, and they call them legalists. So the people continue to practice their evil, and they bring idolatry into their congregations. They allow the pollutions of idolatry and idol worship into their churches, into their buildings, into their assemblies, and they practice those things. They take those practices home. When someone questions them, then their pastors, their blind guides, will stand up before them and say, oh, these things are okay. Yes, you can you can do all of these things. And then they teach it even to the heathen. And the heathen start practicing it. Don't the heathen practice Christmas more than anyone else? And then you have all the misguided so-called Christians out there that are making bumper stickers and things like, it's okay to say Merry Christmas in their ignorance. The scripture says, study to show yourselves approved. And to say something like, it's okay to say Merry Christmas, and to do it with some type of self-righteous indignation, as if you're holy because you're holding up some standard that has been taught to you by your corporate church, it's okay to say Merry Christ's death. Because if you did your research, you would know that Christmas means Christ's death. And then you would know that where that came from. Where does the Mass? Who celebrates the death? Who celebrates the death? And then they call it, it's one thing, it is Christmas, Christ's death. But to tell you that they're celebrating his birth, when all they've done is in their stew pot, in their witchcraft, in the cauldron of their witchcraft, they've worked up a potion of words. Yes, they've cast a spell with words. And they said, oh, it's Jesus' birthday. Where if you study to show yourself approved, you would know that it is not his birthday. You would know that it is ancient pagan ritual. The death of the S-U-N. And after 3 days, the S-U-N rises again. And it happens every year at the winter solstice. And of course, that great whore that calls herself a church, which is really a cult, the largest cult on the earth, because they are pagans and they do practice pagan idolatry. And most of your pagans, they'll refer to Jesus and say that they believe in him and he was a great teacher. At the same time, they ignore every word he said. Call no man father, There's one mediator between man and God, Right. Honor the Sabbath, oh no, we gotta change that too. Don't allow the pollutions of idols into the church. We have that from Paul. Yes, the Apostle Paul said that. All of those things are being practiced. Study to show yourself approved. No, we're not to celebrate his death. Yes, I'm glad he died for me, but I'm going to celebrate the new life that he died to give me. We're not going to perform his death over and over with their doctrine of transubstantiation. And when you take part in any Mass, whether it be Christ Mass or any other Mass, you're taking part in that ritual. And all they've done is mixed into the cauldron of their spell all of this pagan idolatry and Mithra and Tammuz and what's the other one? Horus. And all of this sun god worship. And I'm speaking of S-U-N. The S-U-N God. Not the only begotten Son of God. That's what they practice. Well, Paul tells us to remove all the pollutions of idols from our midst. And yes, we need to remove them all, but we need to understand first. So we need to stop listening to the blind leaders of the blind, and we need to let them know. Because most of them are just tickling at your ears. Most of them will not tell you the truth, even if they know it, because they don't want to lose your contribution. They don't want to lose your tithe. Where will these hirelings get the money to pay their salaries? Where will the hirelings get their money to pay their medical plans and their pension plans so that they can retire when they get old without your tax-deductible donation? They don't want to offend you. So they'll tell you, and they'll tell you things that'll tickle your itching ears. Yes, it's okay. You don't have to give up your Ashtaroth Easter. You don't have to give up your Christ Mass, Christ Death every year. All of the things that you were taught when you were young, yes, they bribed you when you were a child. They bribed you with gifts and candy into their pagan idolatry. And now that you're adult and you enjoyed that so much, because what child doesn't enjoy gifts and candy? But it's a bribe. And now you're going to bribe your own children. Instead of waking up and going, wow, look what they have done. This is the truth. And then you have them out there that, I've got videos here and, of pastors and organizations that have put these things together, these same ones that are printing bumper stickers that say, it's all right to say Merry Christmas. It's all right. Well, it's not all right. It may be all right for the world. It may be all right for the pagan idolaters to say it, but it's not all right for his holy nation to take part in the pollutions of idols. And that's what was going on in Jerusalem. These people, they thought, we're okay. Our pastors are telling us we're okay. Certainly, there's nothing wrong with this. Certainly, we can give candy and gifts to our children on these pagan holy days. Certainly, it's all right. That's what Jeremiah is talking about here. That's what's going on. And worse things, of course, and worse things are going on here. Because when you leave the truth and fall into idolatry, it's an indication that you're wicked and you're enjoying your adulteries and your sinful ways because you're not regarding the law of our Heavenly Father. You don't care what pleases him. If his law says, thou shalt have no other gods before me, well, we're free from the law, aren't we? And if his calendar says to keep the Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles, and you go, well, we don't have to do that. We're free from that. Let's keep Merry Christmas, Merry Christ's death, and Ashtaroth instead. That will please the Lord, will it not? That we ignore his commandments and his statutes and his holy days, but we're going to keep pagan holidays instead. Why? Because the law was nailed to the cross, and we don't have that heavy burden anymore of celebrating according to his commandments and his statutes. Yes, for us to go out and celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, for us as a holy nation to separate ourselves once a year and have a camping trip where we just praise him all day long in the Feast of Tabernacles. What a heavy burden. What a terrible heavy burden. I am so glad that the law was nailed to the cross, and we don't have to pay any attention to his statutes and judgment anymore. Aren't you glad, people? Aren't you glad that we don't have to do that anymore? But let's go buy gifts for everyone, yes? And, oh, got to make sure the economy's good. We don't want another Red Friday, do we? We got to have Black Friday. Yes, black ink. That's what Black Friday means every year. Everyone knows when Black Friday is, don't they? The biggest holy Christmas shopping day of the year. That's right. Because it's referring to black ink on a balance ledger. It's all about money. They don't want red ink, because that means that they're losing money. Yes, that's what your pagan holy day is all about. Money. You think that pleases our Heavenly Father? You think somehow that pleases him more? That you bring in trees and deck them and decorate them? And then everybody practices these rituals, and all the children are excited about all the gifts that they got. And all the good deals from Black Friday. And they forget all about our Heavenly Father. Yes, for the world, I guess, for all the pagans out there who hate God, that are not part of his holy nation, perhaps that is really something for them to be so selfless as to buy stuff for other people other than themselves. But let's not kid ourselves. Let's not call it his birthday. Otherwise, we would be giving him gifts. And he never asks us to give him gifts on his birthday, on somebody else's birthday, because it's not his birthday. Wouldn't it be better if we said, Heavenly Father, I love you. I want to do what pleases you. So I'm going to look into your word, I'm going to look into your statutes. I'm going to look into your law and see what your instructions for my life are. And those are the things I'm going to do because I love you. Wouldn't that be better? But like the children of Israel, like Judah, and those that lived in Jerusalem, and then those that were scattered to the nations round about in Jeremiah's time, I'm afraid the American church is no different. No different at all. They worship idols, and they love the pollutions of idols, and they bribe their children with gifts and candy to take part in these pagan rituals every year. At the same time, they proclaim their liberty from His law and His statutes and His judgments. Heavenly Father, recorded here, speaks through Jeremiah the prophet to the people that dwell in the land of Egypt. Verse 13 of chapter 44. As I have punished Jerusalem by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, so that none shall remain of Judah, so that none of the remnant of Judah, which are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there, shall escape or remain, that they should return to the land of Judah, to which they have a desire to return to dwell there. For none shall return, but such as shall escape. Then all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense unto other gods, and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Egypt, in Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, As for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of Yahuwah, we will not hearken unto thee. You know what? Been preaching this message, have preached to other people, and some just plainly say, no, you know what? You're wrong. We want to continue practicing. We want to continue with the pollution of idols. We will not hearken. After all, our pastor said that it's okay. And then they give me a video or some document proclaiming how it's okay to practice these things. Mm-hmm. How some pastor has justified it, therefore it's okay. But they didn't give me the word of God. Or they give me some cut and paste thing where they cut certain scriptures out of the word and then they mix it with their words and somehow justify it that way. I'm sure the same thing was happening. They heard the word of Jeremiah teaching them, telling them to walk away from their idols, to walk away from their idolatry, and then they communed among themselves or they listened to the leaders. They said, well, this is the way we've always done things. Do you want to deprive your children of candy and gifts and the joyous celebration every year that we have, worshiping these idols and practicing this idolatry? And he said, no, Jeremiah, we're not going to do what you say. You're wrong, Jeremiah. Then they answered Jeremiah, saying, As for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of Yahuwah, the Lord, in your King James Version, we will not hearken unto thee, but we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, for then we had plenty of victuals and were well and saw no evil. Right, America? You don't want to change a thing. You don't want to change the prosperity that you have now, that you've enjoyed over the last 100 years of your idolatry. You're afraid to lose that, aren't you? Isn't that why you kill your children in the womb? You're afraid of the burden that they'll lay on you, that you might lose some of the enjoyment of your life for that burden? So you sacrifice your children to idols? Verse 20, Then Jeremiah said to all the people, to all the men and to the women, and all the people which had given him that answer, saying, The incense that you burned in the cities of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem, you and your fathers, your kings and your princes, and all the people of the land, did not the Lord remember them, and came it not into his mind, so that Yahuwah could no longer bear because of the evil of your doings, and because of the abominations which you have committed. Therefore is your land a desolation and an astonishment, and a curse, without an inhabitant, as at this day, because you have burned incense, and because you have sinned against the Lord, and have not obeyed the voice of Yahuwah, nor walked in his law, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies. Therefore this evil is happened unto you, as at this day. Moreover, Jeremiah said to the people, and to all the women, hear the word of Yahuwah, all Judah that are in the land of Egypt. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, ye and your wives both have spoken with your mouths and fulfilled with your hands, saying, we will surely perform our vows that we have vowed to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her. We will surely accomplish your vows. You will surely accomplish your vows and surely perform your vows. You're listening Across the Border. We're going through the book of Jeremiah. My website is crosstheborder.org. I would like to hear from you. We'll be back after these messages.